This episode of The Nate Darling Show is radio-friendly. All the funny, none of the cursing. The world is a big, stupid place.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
And they're here to make fun of it. This is The Nate Darling Show. Now, here's Nate and the gang.
Hail, hail, the gang is all here for the Friday episode. Jason Casey, welcome back.
What up?
Kareem Daniels, how are you?
Howdy, howdy.
Becca Costello, hello.
Hello.
It's good to see you.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
The last time you were in your pajamas in your bedroom.
Well, yeah, because it was Google Hangouts, so like, why dress up, you know?
It's true. It's true.
I say that every day when I get up for work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, coming up on the Friday episode, we had some people who stole a lawnmower.
Uh-oh.
It's not that they stole a lawnmower.
Oh.
It's the sort of flair they did it with that will have you going, wow. Plus, Caitlyn Jenner speaks up on how keeping up with the Kardashians came to be. Plus, what happens when you come home with the wrong donuts?
Ooh.
Better pay attention to this, Jason.
No, I already know. Let's see if this... anything like it would be in my house.
we will. So let's anybody got big plans this weekend? It's the last weekend of July. Anything fun? Monday's August.
Wow.
Right?
I'm going to San Jose this weekend.
Yay!
Yeah. So get to spend a couple hours in the car. Yippee!
What are you doing in San Jose? Anything fun?
Chris, one of Chris's like lifelong friends, her husband works for Apple, so we're going to go hit them up in their neck of the woods, because they came out here last time.
Oh, okay. Very nice. Yeah. Very nice. Kareem, anything?
Actually, I might do something like Jason. I might go hang out with my buddy Courtney. He lives in San Francisco, or near San Francisco now. He got a job. He went to the Art Institute.
Mm-hmm.
He was a... what do you call those people that draw cartoons but not on the computer?
Animator.
He was an animator, but he has a job now designing artificial hearts.
Oh, wow.
Where they test them out like in the computer.
So he does 3D modeling.
Yeah, he does that.
Okay.
All right.
So we're going to go hang out with him because I haven't seen him for a while.
You know, as hot as it's going to be all week and has been all week here in Sacramento, that trip to San Francisco might be the best thing.
Yeah.
San Jose is going to be just as hot, Jason. So, so you're SOL on that one. Just hit the air conditioning. Becca, what about you? You and Ted, anything exciting? More Pokemon?
Well, I work now on the weekend. So
that's true.
I'll be at church. I know we're having falafel with an old friend that we haven't seen for a long time. So that'll be fun. Both falafel and friend. But like the combination will be... great.
Falafels and Friends.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
New talk show.
Falafel and Friends. It's replacing Fox and Friends. I don't know if we've talked about this before. I know you're working at a church now. It's sort of a non-denominational sort of
it's
deal.
It's an interfaith unity church.
Okay.
So
what's the difference between that and non-denominational?
Non-denominational usually means Christian, but like any type of Christian, okay. You know? Whereas interfaith is like really like any religion, no religion, atheist, agnostic, whatever, come on in.
Okay. I don't know why an atheist would come on in, but all right.
You would be surprised. Sometimes they do because their partner wants to go to church or because, you know, or it's like, you know, sometimes you're agnostic or you go through phases where you're kind of, you don't know, you know. Like, I don't have a religion and I have never had a religion. And mm-hmm. I'm now an ordained minister and I still don't have a religion. And that makes sense at the church that I work at.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah, Jason, what's up?
So how do you, when you hold service, like since you're, you know, like interfaith and you don't have a faith, do you rotate? Like, is it like, this Sunday, grab a name out of that. We'll be doing something out of, the Old Testament. Okay, yeah, we'll do that. And then, we got something out of the Quran. We'll do something out of that this time. Like, is that how it works? Or
I really wish... sometimes, but more often it's more of just like a generic doesn't sound right, but like general new age, like we use words like the divine, you know, and so it's kind of like a, you know, more of a like you fill in the blanks yourself. But we do try to have, events and services that go with different world religions. And that's actually my favorite part. Ah. Is this George Michael? Sainted Holy George Michael?
Of course it is. He practices at the Church of the Holy Urinal.
And I actually do, for 4 years at my church, I was a prayer chaplain. And one of the first things that we ask when people come to pray with us is, how do you refer to God? And then we use their language. So,
yeah, so you just kind of go along with whatever their faith is.
Yep.
Okay.
Dude.
Well done.
Genghis Khan.
Genghis Khan?
Is that a rapper, or are you talking about the actual Genghis Khan?
I've been watching a show where that's how they pronounce it.
I'm going to pop him in the throat with a toe. All of the land that he conquered, he never made the people convert.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Because he always thought that any of them could be right.
Wow.
So he was kind of like, you could be right, so I'm not going to mess with you.
they
as far as that went.
Interesting.
It's funny, in like the episodes of Netflix Marco Polo, which is takes place all with Kublai Khan, which is one of the grandchildren of Genghis Khan, is how they pronounce the show. Which I've always said Genghis, so that's what I still would call it Genghis, but they say Genghis in it, and I'm like, it's not Jenga, it's Jenga. Yeah.
Wait, I lost track of the original point. What?
So did he.
Yeah. So no, you can. I mean, they talk about the interfaith, like, and how like he let everybody practice their faiths. Like, he was no problem. Yeah. So.
Well, and he conquered everything from France to the Middle East.
I think that might be an easier way to keep the peace in the kingdom. Yes. I mean, you look at what Rome went through, trying to keep a lid on all that.
Yeah.
gotta let the pagans believe in their god, whatever it might be.
Yeah, and he, like I said, he conquered everything from France to the Middle East,
East Soviet, what's considered Russia, Siberia.
The only reason why he didn't really conquer the known world was because every time they got to the point where they were about ready to do that, somebody died back home, and then they would just go back.
Oh.
Seriously, that's really the only reason why the Mongols weren't bigger than... I guess they kind of were bigger than the Romans, but that's the only reason why not.
Yeah, so they had a great barbecue also.
Yeah.
That's all they're known for.
Yeah.
Hordes and barbecue. Yeah. Hold on one second. I think there's something that you really need to understand. Hold on. 'Cause I gotta have faith. Oh, yeah. Thought it was appropriate.
So yeah. Awesome.
That was awesome.
There's a podcast called Hardcore History that does like this. He does a phenomenal job of talking about explaining the history of the Mongols, and it's
Hardcore History.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'll listen to that.
Okay.
I listened to it like 8 hours a day for like 2 weeks to get.
That sounds like a job.
Wasn't a job.
Hours a day for a couple of weeks is a job.
It sounds like
working. It was it is fascinating.
That's fine. Everybody has their own thing they're fascinated by. I'm glad you learned a lot and brought a little of it to us. Speaking of learning, you live, you learn, and if you're Lindsay Lohan, you accuse your fiance of cheating on you with a Russian hooker.
Wait a second. I didn't know she was engaged. Who's she engaged to?
She's engaged to a young Russian fellow named Igor, spelled E-G-O-R. So she also hinted at being pregnant in a social media rant. She's 30 now, by the way. She lashed out at her 23-year-old millionaire Russian beau, Igor Tarabasov, on Instagram, saying, "Thanks for not coming home tonight. Fame changes people, I guess. I was the same at 23. SE time. It changes at 26, 27. That's what she posted along with a photo of his face scribbled out. Why are you acting like a 15-year-old if your whole point is that you are old enough that it's not a thing for you? I just need to know this. I'm turning this on. I'm trying an experiment here just to see if this works so that we can... go ahead and do something in the studio now. So I know for the listening audience, it's not that great. There you go.
Ooh,
there's the Instagram photo where she has scribbled out his face.
So much anger.
Mm-hmm. Her meltdown over the relationship drama deepened later when she posted a video of him partying at a club with a famed social life who is a fashion designer, calling him a cheater and her a hooker. Wow, thanks, hashtag fiance with a Russian hooker. First time in my life, bear with me, he cheated on me with a hooker.
Hashtag fiance.
Yep. Don't know why. She doesn't know why. Apparently, well, Page Six checked into it, and she is saying that she's absolutely not a hooker. Other than that, Lindsay Lohan, who has a history of drug and alcohol abuse, was reportedly engaged to Tara Bosoff in April after 6 months of dating. A spokesman for Lohan, who recently has claimed to have left her while passed behind, has been living in London and didn't respond to calls or emails. So we'll see how that goes. But yeah, Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay, everybody.
Angry.
Hey, if she's still with us, then there's hope for Lamar.
Well, Lamar's 6 years older, so there's that. Meanwhile, an Indiana woman stabbed her husband in the chest with a grill fork,
oh.
Jason, after he returned home without her favorite donuts.
Oh.
Stop playing Pokemon Go.
And bring me my damn donuts.
Listen to what I told you.
According to a police report, Timothy Nelson went to get donuts for his wife on a Friday morning at a store near the couple's home in New Albany, but he did not have the type she normally gets, so cops say Nelson returned home without the donuts. This did not sit well with his wife, Michelle, who's 37, who was upset at her spouse did not know what else she liked after being together for several years. She was mad because he didn't know what other donut she might like when they didn't have her favorite.
Question.
Yeah.
Nobody had a cell phone in this scenario?
It's unclear.
Well.
again, that wouldn't have dissuaded the anger, because her point was, we've been together for years and you don't know what kind of donuts I like?
Oh, I see. So if he'd called and asked, he still was getting a fork in the chest.
When he got home. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe in the hand if he would have called and asked. Now, when a heated argument over secondary donut choices followed, he tried to leave, but Michelle was blocking the door. During the ensuing scuffle, Michelle lunged back at him, and she had a grill fork in her hand, which stuck him in the chest. After pulling the fork out, he fled the home, with Michelle following him and still yelling at him. Kareem, you've already guessed, if you didn't know, this is an African-American lady.
Yes.
When cops arrived on the scene, they found Timothy sitting against a tree applying pressure to the puncture wound on his right chest.
Oh, my God.
His t-shirt and jeans were soaked with blood. He was then transported by ambulance to a local hospital. She was charged with aggravated battery, which is a felony, and booked into the county jail, where she's being held in lieu of $75,000 bond. They did not identify her favorite donut or the preferred fallback option.
Okay, what's everybody's second favorite donut flavor?
Well, you have to have a first. I mean,
They're in the South, and it's Krispy Kreme, period.
Well, they're in Indiana, so that's...
So, you can get Dunkin' Donuts or some family shop.
Yeah, well, what flavor do you want? If they don't have your Bavarian cream, what's next? Yeah.
I think old fashioned with chocolate icing is number one, and old fashioned with maple is number two. Just in case anybody needs to bring me a donut.
Okay.
Do you have a grill fork?
No.
Ted.
And just so we're clear, she didn't mean to stab him with the grill fork. She just meant to stab him with whatever she had in her hand.
That's right. Just happened to be a grill fork.
Do you think she was just gesticulating?
Nope.
Nope. Wow.
Well. She might have been, and then she might have been making a point.
Yeah,
she did.
Literally,
she made two of them.
Two of them in his chest.
His chest wall.
But it wouldn't have mattered what it was that she picked up. The grill fork was just what was handy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it wasn't a premeditated grill fork attack.
Yeah, she wasn't. She
wasn't
didn't
like
go
waiting by the door.
Yeah, she didn't go through the. She didn't go through the cabinets like, I need a grill fork. She was just like, oh, she just picked up whatever was handy. So that's kind of how that works.
By the way, you guys have to see this mugshot because in her eyes, see the anger in those eyes?
Yeah, she wanted that donut.
The grill fork is the least of that man's problems now.
Yes.
Wow. And there's also plenty of stockyard of donuts, like cheery sprinkle donuts around her like really sad mugshot.
Like if she had been ironing clothes, she would have burnt him with iron.
That is not a sad mug. That is anger. That is 100% anger.
So can I see what mine are? Can I see what my donuts are?
Yes, please. Yeah.
And I can tell you what my wives are also.
One and two?
Yeah.
Okay.
For me, my number one favorite is definitely a custard or cream-filled donut. Chocolate top, you know, of course, that's my favorite.
A Bavarian cream.
Yeah, exactly. And then my second would definitely have to be like the buttermilk donut. It's not even the donut. It's kind of like almost like a loaf that's glazed. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That's like my favorite also. So those are my two. My wife's would be the cream-filled Bavarian cream one. And then a chocolate cake donut. A crouler. Excuse me. That's her third choice. I even know her third choice. But a crouler, just like a glazed crouler, which is like the French kind of.
The twisty kind of.
Yeah,
one.
And it's kind of really airy.
You're going to be very excited when the Dunkin' Donuts finally opens on Folsom Boulevard then.
Oh, yeah. Is that what they're known for, the crouler?
They've got all of those things.
Yeah.
Anybody else? Donuts?
I'm from the South, so it's Krispy Kreme.
Do they just make like one? I've never been to a Krispy Kreme, like with just one kind of donut?
No, they make multiple. They have a ton of different kinds.
They do, but they're known for that glazed.
But they're known for that glazed.
That glazed hot light donut.
So that's what you mean, like just the straight up classic Krispy Kreme.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like when I go home, I have to go buy my mom like a dozen Krispy Kremes.
Yeah. Nice.
And you eat half of them.
No, my brother and my nephew eat half of them.
If you're going to eat half of them, you get two dozen.
Yeah. Exactly. And she likes the chocolate-covered Krispy Kreme like that. So I usually get like half and half, and then that way I'm safe.
There you go. Yeah, for me, I like the Boston cream as a number one choice.
What's that? What is that?
That is a chocolate. It's a round donut with no hole, except to inject a cream into the middle of it.
That's
I like that one, too.
Yeah, and chocolate on the top.
Okay.
And then usually any sort of glazed donut is always good, as long as it's fresh.
Yeah.
You can't really go wrong with a glazed donut.
Yeah.
And I don't really eat donuts out here.
There are some really good donut shops, though. There are some fantastic donut shops.
The best, by far, I think, in town, my favorite, is off of Florin. It's called Baker's.
I went to Baker's a couple weeks ago because I saw them featured in Sacramento Magazine.
Uh-huh.
I was less than impressed.
Ooh.
Oh, no. What did you get?
I got a variety. I said, do an assortment for me and got them for the office. They were okay. I mean, they were good, but I was expecting, with the write-up, I was expecting something fantastic. And they were, for me, they were not as good as Marie's Donuts, which is one of my favorites.
Marie's are good.
Marie's are really great also. But you have to get the Cronut from Baker's. Like, they have a Cronut there that's with maple and with the bacon on top. And it is the best donut you've ever had.
Okay.
I guarantee you. Please try it.
Well, meanwhile, in Missouri, keeping our Midwest theme, a couple is facing felony charges after they were spotted riding a stolen lawnmower nude.
Oh my.
I know what color they were.
do you, Kareem? Do you know for sure? There they are. The couple is facing felony charges. By the way, 8:30 a.m. they were naked on the lawnmower. According to the court filing, Tanya Hopper, who's 40, and Larry Webster, who's 55, were busted on a Tuesday, last Tuesday, following a bizarre incident near the city of Joplin. Responding to a 911 call about a naked man driving an orange lawnmower with a nude woman on his lap, the Jasper County Sheriff's Office deputies encountered Hopper and Webster in front of a friend's residence. The riding lawnmower was parked outside the home. During questioning, they admitted to the naked mower ride. The suspects claimed that they had been skinny dipping at nearby Turkey Creek when their clothes were stolen by a man who emerged from the adjacent woods. So instead of walking home nude, they opted to drive away on a mower that they claimed to have found in the woods. Since they did not own the lawnmower in question, a $5,000 Kubota zero-turn radius model, they were collared for felony stealing. The owner of the lawnmower told cops that it was on his property, not abandoned in the woods. They were each released from custody on a $500 bond.
She looks so unhappy.
Well, she just got arrested naked on a lawnmower riding that dude.
Oh,
look at her. And he's got his he's got a chest tattoo. Look at,
she has a little bit of purple hair there.
Yep, she does.
Like, he looks like, yeah, whatever, and she just looks like, I'm guessing what happened to my life.
I'm guessing it's not the first time that Larry has run afoul of the law in one way or another.
Get ready for some judging. It's time for Cool or Tool.
All right, first up in Cool or Tool, Lindsay Lohan. Lindsay Lohan. Jason.
Lindsay Lohan is a tool.
Kareem.
She's a bit of a tool.
Becca.
I'm not going to add to her troubles by calling her a tool, but I'm having a really hard time calling her cool.
Look, I would not pile on her troubles if she hadn't posted on Instagram. That's the point when you took it from your own personal pain to the public forum where I can call you a tool. Get some help.
Yeah. Poor Lindsay.
Phone a friend. I'm next in Cool or Tool. Donuts. Kareem.
Cool.
Becca.
Cool, but I wish that there were more vegan sugar-free donuts, even though I don't know how those would even be made.
The fact that she said that was tool.
Wait, we can't tool on each other. Come on, stick to the question.
Vegan sugar-free donuts.
Jason?
Gosh, donuts are so cool. They're so absolutely cool. And how dare you try to bring your veganism into a donut? You will feel the wrath of me later.
Most donuts are vegan. Most donuts are already vegan, you guys. That's not the shocking part. It's the sugar-free part.
Yeah, well, that's...
I don't know. I think, isn't there milk in the mix? That would make them not vegan.
A lot of donuts are vegan, trust me.
Okay.
I've been vegan a long time. I've eaten a lot of donuts.
I think you're a turn-your-head vegan.
I'm a what?
Turn your head vegan.
She's a jacket.
No, it depends. Like the fluffy ones, like the cruller kind of fluffy ones, those are not vegan. But like the cake donuts usually are.
She's a jack vegan.
She's a don't ask, don't tell vegan.
Sometimes, but not for donuts.
And finally in Cool or Tool, being nude. Being nude, Becca.
Cool.
Kareem.
Since that's my grandson's favorite thing. He was running around after this bath talking about little naked boy, little naked boy. It's cool.
Jason.
Oh, yeah, just let it all hang out, bro. Or... It's cool.
Thanks, Steezy. It is cool until you get a sunburn on your wang, and then not so much.
Oh, that's the worst.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. You got to make sure that you sun protect that up. Like, you want some protection.
You
want
to slather some lotion on it before you go out?
Okay, Sam.
Yes. You got to.
Honey, I'm just putting some SPF on. You're jerking off.
Well, yes, but...
You know, one without the other. All right, so that's going to do it for Cool or Tool, because we can judge. That's what we do here. Speaking of which, Caitlyn Jenner has now revealed how she and Kris came up with the Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Bless you.
Sorry, guys.
Love of God. She's getting really honest about her transition, too. In a new video for her H&M campaign, the former Olympian talked about when she publicly unveiled her new true self in that Vanity Fair cover last fall. The gorgeous gal, by the way, that is Perez Hilton's writing. The gorgeous gal revealed how she felt being photographed by Annie Leibovitz, saying, "The day I did the shoot with Annie Leibovitz for Vanity Fair, I had this great gown on. Off the shoulder, just rocking. And I looked in the mirror and I thought to myself, this is the first time I've ever seen myself." That must have been such an amazing feeling. In fact, the lovely lady also dished about letting go of her former self, adding, "This person who's lived inside of me all my life was there for the first time. Because I knew when Vanity Fair comes out, everything was going to change. Gender markers, name, everything. And to be honest with you, the media threw old Bruce right out the door. He was gone, okay? This Caitlyn character is a lot more interesting, and I knew from that point on I had to live my life as Caitlyn."
Because...
The media threw Bruce out the door? No. You threw Bruce out the door. The media just reported it. And you had a TV show about it.
Exactly.
But that's not all. Ms. Jenner spilled about when the reality star also explained how the beautiful brainchild that is Keeping Up with the Kardashians actually came to be, admitting it wasn't only Kris Jenner's idea, saying,
Chris and I were lying in bed, and I think the Osbournes were on, and both Chris and I go, we should probably do something like that. Sometimes you have a tendency, when issues come up in dealing with things with your family, you have a tendency to avoid those type of things. But the show kind of forced you into talking about them. In reality, in many ways, it brought our family together. So, they ripped off the Osbournes. They're the Osbournes without swearing. Or personalities.
Yeah.
Or talent.
To be fair, only one of the Osbournes has talent. Let's not be crazy now. My God, Jason, are you going to be okay?
I'm kind of afraid he's going to die.
Eyes are watering.
Can we run and get some
tissue? We're almost done.
Yeah, we got to...
I can take care of this. Sorry.
He's going to take care of it. So now you know what spawned the show that I'm completely out on, Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
You're no longer keeping up.
Nope, not keeping up. I'm out. Totally out. All right. Where did it go? I can't find it. It's here somewhere. Con Sarnet. Okay. Now I'm irritated. Oh, yeah. It's right up here on the top. Right where I left it. Where else would it be?
Where would it be?
Where would that be? I don't know.
From goofballs to gators, here's Florida Corner.
All right. Got a supersized Florida Corner for you. Headline, Miami, from Miami-Dade County, non-Spanish-speaking teacher sues Miami-Dade after she's denied a job that included teaching Spanish. Follow that? An English-speaking teacher says the Miami-Dade County School Board discriminated against her by not hiring her for a job. One requirement of the position? Teaching an hour of Spanish per day. Tracy Rosner, a third-grade teacher, filed a federal lawsuit last week claiming employment discrimination on the basis of her race, which is white.
Didn't you know already?
It's disappointing every time to me, Kareem. Her attorneys write that the school's students are on three tracks, college prep, gifted, and extended foreign language, where they receive 1 hour of foreign language instruction per day. In May of 2015, she requested to be reassigned to the EFL track, where students are taught both English and another language. But Rosner says the principal had an unfair policy of requiring its foreign language teachers, you know, to actually speak the language they were teaching. She claims that she was otherwise fully qualified for the job and that the policy is discriminatory. Her complaint says the school could have given her the job and then just had someone else teach the foreign language component for 1 hour a day. Except you wouldn't have then done the job, lady. After she was denied the job, Rosner says the school's principal retaliated by doubling her workload and asking her to teach all of the subjects instead of just reading and language arts. She apparently complained to the superintendent and even made a formal complaint to the school district's civil rights office, but administrators there found no probable cause and closed the case.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That would be like me applying for a job as the president. Or applying for a CEO job and not having gone to school or having any experience, not being able to do the job.
Yeah, that's part of it. We got a lot more Florida Corner here, so I think it's important that we keep a little music behind Florida Corner, just, you know, to lighten the mood. Is it gonna play? Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's an ad. Anyway, it's Spotify. Also in Florida this week, this might be, you know, up your alley, Becca, because it involves a church organist. This is not up your alley at all. I'm sorry. He was busted in a glory hole gambit.
He could be black.
He could be, but he isn't. A church organist is facing an indecent exposure charge after he allegedly shoved his penis through a bathroom divider wall and waited.
Oh.
For a response from the man occupying the adjacent stall.
There has to be an organist joke.
Well, if you play piano in the church in the South, then you probably are gay.
Oh, man. Poor guy.
He's red.
You're probably gay.
Look at this guy.
According to cops, a worker operated a street sweeper, stopped to use the restroom in a small park in a Tampa suburb while in the stall. Oh, it was a George Michael incident. The man told police that a man entered the restroom and went into the adjoining stall. And short order cops say the victim was confronted with the private parts of Jerry Childress, who's 75. He looks good for 75. Well, at least his face does. Who, quote, shoved his penis through the divider wall and waited. The agitated victim subsequently confronted Childress, who promptly exited the restroom and fled the scene on foot. The cops responding to the 911 call were unable to locate the suspect. The victim, who returned to working in the vicinity of the park, subsequently spotted Childress exiting a wooded area.
Oh, that's scary.
He ran off into the woods, Jason, to hide. When he got into his car and drove away, the victim began following him, apparently while behind the wheel of the street sweeper. After tailing him to the Faith Evangelical Presbyterian Church, he called the cops. During questioning, Childress reportedly admitting the entire incident. He was arrested for indecent exposure and released from custody on a $1,000 bond. He's scheduled for an August 10th hearing. So they are going to be praying for him, they said. So there you go. On his LinkedIn page, he notes that I am the principal organist for the church, which is a paid position, but I do it because of my love of playing organ music and giving my gift back to God.
Yeah. Well, he's trying to give another organ gift back to somebody.
Also in Florida, do I have music here? There we go. Oh, that's not what I wanted. This is definitely not Florida Corner music. There we go. Yeah. Meet Derek Foreman. Yeah. He's 30. He's nursing a boo-boo he got laid on Thursday after allegedly headbutting his mother in the face during a confrontation at their residence at the Oak Crest Manufactured Home Community in Largo, Florida. The reason for Foreman's battering of his 55-year-old parent? Well, the defendant and the victim had a verbal disagreement because the victim brought home some Chick-fil-A and the defendant did not want to eat Chick-fil-A. Faced with the fast food grub, he became upset and then headbutted his mother, causing her bottom lip to split. Foreman was arrested for domestic battery and booked into county jail. After a court hearing, he was released from custody and directed to have no contact with his mother.
Wow.
That's going to be awkward at Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
A judge also ordered him to be outfitted with a device that monitors his alcohol intake.
Wow.
There he is.
I think what we're learning, like the theme of this episode, is call home and find out what people want to eat before you come home.
Yep, figure it out before you leave.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, always call home if you're unsure.
All right, and finally in Florida Corner, meet Santiago Thomas Parker. He may look white, but he isn't. Before the 58-year-old Floridian walked out of a Vero Beach grocery store with a stolen 4-pack of natural ice beer.
Oh, boy.
By the way, that's the saddest thing I've ever read. A 58-year-old who has to drink natural ice beer.
Who has to steal it.
Right. He had a message for the Hispanic customers inside the market. His name's Santiago. I don't know what. He said, and I quote, I'm going to censor this because it's the, you know, I'm going to read it out loud and I'll edit it later. So there we go. Donald Trump is going to build that f***ing wall and kick all you mother f***ers out of here. Oh, he was born in Germany. That explains it. What was that? That was 3255. Note that. Parker's bellowing, cops noted, made the Hispanic customers uncomfortable. So much so that they left the store. When the store manager, Sharif Hansen, who is of Arab descent, you don't say, asked Parker to leave the business, he replied, hold on, it's 3320. And this is also a quote. F*** you, Muslim. He was subsequently collared by a sheriff's deputy for swiping the natty ice valued at $7.71. Before being arrested for shoplifting and disorderly intoxication, he made sure to continue yelling and screaming racial slurs at Hansen and the customers leaving the grocery store. So that's Florida Corner. I think that's a great way to end the show. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thanks for listening, and remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.